Hello, listener. This is our second audio where we are taking some points from Exodus chapter 12. Let us find some helpful points out of Exodus 12, verses 9, 10, and 11. Verse 9. Do not eat it, that is, the Passover lamb, raw nor boiled at all with water, but roasted with fire, its head with its legs and with its inward parts. And you shall not let any of it remain until the morning, and that which remains of it until the morning you shall burn with fire. And you shall eat of it this way, with your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it in a hurry. It is Jehovah's Passover. The first thing we would like to notice from these three verses is this, that the Passover lamb had to be cooked, and that is roasted, with fire. And if any remained in the morning, it had to be burnt with fire. This anticipates the atonement or access offerings that we find in Leviticus, where the offerings were placed on the brazen altar of the tabernacle, and depending on the offering, all or part of it was consumed with fire. The consuming of fire of the sacrifice on the altar spoke about God accepting the offering. And in this way, Christ's life, his total commitment to God the Father, was fully accepted on the altar. And we are fully accepted in him. This also brought out by the consuming of the Passover lamb. That was burnt, accepted by God, and we in Christ are not only acceptable, but we have access, and we have indeed a sure and certain hope. You'll notice also that the Israelites had to eat it in their houses. The blood was actually outside the house for God to see. They consumed the Passover sacrifice. In other words, they identified themselves with the Passover lamb and were saved by its shed blood. On the Passover night, as recorded in the Gospels, the Lord said, "This broken bread is my body, this wine is my blood of the New Testament." They understood the eating of bread and the Passover lamb. He was not speaking literally. He was speaking about exercising faith in him so that the broken body and the shed blood would be efficacious for the believer, just as it was back in the original Passover. You'll notice also that the children of Israel had to eat the Passover with unleavened bread. And in the festive calendar of Leviticus 23, Passover is the 14th day of this first month, and unleavened bread begins on the 15th. They are tied inseparably together. These two feasts are tied together because Passover brings immediate separation. Here is Exodus 12:11. You shall eat it this way, your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it in a hurry. It is Jehovah's Passover. Friends, when Israel consumed the Passover, they were immediately severed and separated from the bondage of Egypt. When we believed into the Lord Jesus Christ, we were immediately severed from and separated from the world and separated to God. Israel had their staff in their hands and their sandals on their feet. And so they began a walk of separation to serve. The Word of God calls us today to also walk the walk of separation. I hope none of us have one foot in the Bible and the other foot in the ways of the world. It will not work. Israel could not go back to Egypt. The Apostle Paul, when writing to the Ephesians, says this, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the calling with which you are called." We must begin a walk of separation, and may God give us strength through the study of His Word to live a life that is separated in service to Him.